do we do any relaxation technique for the body, such as which we do, such as just evoking the inner friend and with that type of attitude of friendship and love and respect, or let your body relax in your presence, the same with the mind. But all of these exercises, and even Nididhyasana itself, everything that we do takes place in your presence, in the silence of your presence. Even as I am talking now, guiding this meditation, this talking is taking place in the silence of my presence. Nididhyasana just helps me. It gives me some space, some time to recognize that fact. The fact or the reality of my presence. The nature of my presence. What am I like? The one who changelessly abides. Giving myself an opportunity to notice that, to put it more clearly, giving my mind an opportunity to notice me, the self. The one who silently, very simply, abides as an inner friend by nature. Not an inner friend that I need to beckon forth. The buddhi, I can ask my buddhi to be an inner friend, to not be a critic, to not be angry, but to be a friend. But I don't need to ask my own presence, myself, to be an inner friend that is already its changeless, abiding nature. So the stance we ask the buddhi to take mirrors my own nature. Simply asking the buddhi with its voice to represent me, to speak for me. To speak from a complex or a hurt or a reaction. ask the Buddha to invoke the inner friend. I'm simply asking it to come back to its own nature. Letting your body and mind simply relax in the presence of your soul. Just let your presence, without trying to constrict your body or your thoughts, your feelings, just allowing them to be. Let yourself, just your being, the one who's present to all these thoughts and feelings and tensions and perceptions. Let your own presence come more to the forefront, more noticeable in the mix of all the other impressions that may be coming and going. Let your own simple presence become more noticed. More noticed. A little bit more differentiated. After all, in any perception that I have, I am present. Any experience, I am present. That presence never goes at any time. Just notice the very kind of simple, unassuming sweetness and strength. These are just words pointing to your being. You may use your own words. Just notice what you are like. just the one who's here, present to every experience, every changing experience that you're having. You need not control your mind or your body. I just want you to notice what's going on. Be present to it. And notice your own presence amidst all of it and pervasive to it. Your thoughts or perceptions don't cover your presence. You are present to the thoughts and emotions and perceptions. You're not covered by them. Just let yourself notice that. Just notice whether you're thinking or not thinking, listening to sounds or nothing, not listening to sounds, whatever is going on in your mind. Just notice that nothing is happening to you. You remain exactly as you are. Whether your eyes are open or closed, whether you're taking part in functioning in the world, talking, walking, seeing, hearing, nothing happens to you. Let yourself relax, let your mind enjoy your own presence. Simple me that is changelessly present to all of my experience is what we call the Atma, Pratyek Atma. Pratyek means innermost, that self which is innermost, There's not another self to get behind me, to illumine me. I am the conscious being who illumines, who is present to, who is the self of all of these experiences that are coming and going. This simple, changeless me, the most familiar to you as your very being, is the Atma. There is no other Atma. And so the you, the self, that you take to be you, even though you've piled on all of your bodies, like the body and the mind and the thoughts and the moods and the emotions, you've piled all these things on, but you've piled them on to you, the you that right now you take to be you, the me, the self. Very simple me, when I say, I have these thoughts, I have these feelings, this is my body, referring to me, conscious being, that is most familiar to me as me. It is this self, as I strip away all false identifications, it is this self, simple me, that is the Pratyekatma. Mm-hmm.